When I was in America, one. Azaleas were out when I arrived that afternoon. The women too. The lake ranted like Sheila. To the marbles I cannot compare. With the grace to remain unseen in the bafflement of draperies, tiptoeing in transparent directions, spray that secures the tresses of nymphs passing for flora, I am plain. Assistant to a local language, I had not arrived to be arrested by the difficult. My identity is aphoristic, there to serve a point. In the hour of salted almonds and martinis, I threw cash flow over my shoulders as a casual sweater and headed for the bar. When I was an American, conversion of the imagined into the real is what I did not think about, but did. It was perfect. Clear in the inverted pyramid lay the irised olive. A dollar bill when downed. Save the discreet who balanced mahogany trays, brushed tables, mouthed in two ways. I was the only one around. Retired early. Isabella had forgotten to undress. I stood for an empirical moment on the balcony, turned, then saw the silver letter opener addressed to me. Although it had no envelope to say hello to, the gesture was considerate. I fell asleep. At midnight, a colonnade of Mercedes drove out through the rain. 2. Some goatee pants had filched morning's pool robe, and the starlings were having a noisy conspiracy theory about it. 10:30, and I was bored with being an American. It took a long time in the shower. Then the work ethic got me rank. Took a frame out and worked on showering myself some more. I was just about to go down when I noticed I'd been upgraded to a Solferino flowing fountain pen. I played the pansy, trying out some loopy lines. At 3, the roadster took me to Milan, back by 6. Shouted down at 8 after solitaire at midnight, time for shut-eye. The routine had a flat character until I saw what had been placed in my bed. Not a plot my bed was for the horse's mouth, nor a top-down manoeuvre like twisted sheets, for in my bed, with stiff limbs and a nasty red pointed dozier's hat, sat smirking a Pinocchio. Should I not have skipped the truth of what it is to be to it? Oh God, I skipped it splendidly. Next day on the terrace, the straw in my fig shake collided with his second nose. Things did not let up. The golden samovar, the banana leaf, the celestial turtle maze, the moonstone, the falcon, the toxic toothpick, the embankment bench, the purloined plume. Three. Code, bribe, threat, gift or joke. The charming souvenirs diverse appeared consequential to whom I perpetuated in the global system. In their interrogatory costume of brown paper, they appeared to travel as words in a precarious accent to destination déjà vu. Let's face it, I've spilt more soul than water. Then I recognised the desire of others to express relations with these things that span of might, the impersonal ignore. To whom was I to appeal? The newspapers lay unfilleted, idle the concierge's copper bell. The elevators were always waiting on my floor. In the evening, surrounded by civilized cutlery, my choice was the only one that was prepared. Yet now compelled to acknowledge these things as a talking point, with a million lyrical regrets they responded that they did not know of them, their purpose, nor by whom they had been sent.